Hey, welcome, Carm Capriotto. Remarkable Results Radio is episode 488. I'm in Las Vegas for Apex 2019 for this episode with two of the aftermarket's leading advocates and voices, Bill Hanvey and Paul McCarthy.
Is that most people don't realize that their vehicle's sending out the data, as Bill said.
Yep.
They don't realize that they don't own that data, and they don't realize the implication that this could take away their choice of where and how they can get their vehicle repaired and maintained.
Welcome, aftermarketers, to Remarkable Results Radio. Listen to learn just one thing from today's episode on your journey to remarkable results. Hi, friends. Carm Capriotto here, the Automotive Aftermarket Podcast Guy. Hey, Apex 2019, it's in the record books. And I must say that Apex lived up to presenting leading-edge technology from suppliers, but also a great job of showcasing the emerging technology of tomorrow. You've got plenty of time now to plan for Apex 2020 and the brand new section dedicated to the service professional. It'll be named Repair Shop HQ. Write these dates on your calendar right now, November 3rd through the 5th. 2020, Apex, now more than ever. Hey, there isn't a day that goes by that we don't learn about some new technology. You know, each day there's new solutions to old problems. The aftermarket evolves, the marketing trends shift, and this podcast will continue to deliver forward-thinking ideas from the industry's essential players. Now, if you've got a thirst for knowledge, be part of our ecosystem. Subscribe to our newsletter at remarkableresults.biz/insider. My guests today are the aftermarket's leading advocates and voices, Bill Hanvey, President and CEO of the Auto Care Association, and Paul McCarthy, President of the Automotive Aftermarket Suppliers Association. We know them as AASA. Now, both are leading the industry toward a brighter tomorrow. As Apex 2019 began, we were told of a renewed commitment to the service professional. And it's evident with the announcement that Repair Shop HQ will be a standalone venue at Apex 2020. It will be a homecoming event, kind of for all the industry. You know, my guest organizations jointly lead point on Apex as one of the world's largest aftermarket events. In this episode, you'll also hear Bill and Paul share some cool behind-the-scenes stuff from Apex and hear about the keynote speaker, President Bush, and you'll get a sense of the size and scope of the industry that you earn your living in. Now, find Bill Hanvey and Paul McCarthy's bios, key talking points, links to their previous episodes on the show, and more at remarkableresults.biz/E488. Now, both AutoCare and AASA are running hard on your car, your data, your choice. It's an initiative you must, I repeat, must get involved in. Now, while you're listening, if you're not in your vehicle, get to the internet, key in yourcaryourdata.org, and complete the petition. Also, get your customers involved. They need to hear this story. Get the story told, because this is going to affect your business and your customers' ownership of their data. We need millions of signatures, millions. So if you've ever thought of helping your industry, right now is the time. Completing this petition is one of the most important things you can do. Yourcaryourdata.org. Hey, welcome again into the Apex 2019 studio. I will share with the world, Bill and Paul, that this is my last recording. I saved the best.
For last.
For last. Yes, I did.
Yes.
Because I'm moving my stuff into the ballroom to moderate the panel.
Right.
And for the first time ever, I'm trying to recreate and broadcast live the panel.
Great.
And oh boy, I've been working with the AV people and I'm sweating this one out, but thank you for allowing me that opportunity. With me is Bill Hanvey, CEO of AutoCare. Welcome, Bill.
Good morning, Carm. How are you?
Nice to have you by.
Great to be here.
If anyone has said, I know Bill Hanvey. Well, episode 440, we talked about your car, your data, your choice.
That's right.
Fabulous episode that, you know, and you got to go back and listen to 440. This is when you wrote the article about your car knows that you gain weight.
Yes.
Fabulous article. 274.
So does my waistband.
Yeah. No, the belt. The belt knows first. If belts could talk, Drew. Yeah. Bill was with me in episode 274, and back when you were AASA Senior VP, way back, episode 051, I think I've got 600 out there, so that was a long time ago.
Yes, I was on warranty, I believe.
Yes, it was, absolutely. Your parts, your data. And that was a great episode, by the way. Paul McCarthy is with us, president of AASA.
Nice to be here, Carm. Thanks for having us.
I'm thrilled. And you and I did an episode in August of 2019, number 462. And that was absolutely fabulous. And here was my takeaway from that episode, Paul.
Okay.
You have the back of the service professional. That was part of your message. Hey, we understand, we're working hard. Hey, guys, I've been moved by many great announcements or events that were here. I don't want to bore my listener to death by telling them how fabulous the keynote speaker was, but he was...
Wish they could have heard him.
Yeah, I really wish. Yeah. No pictures, no recording, no anything. I couldn't even take notes. Oh,
right.
My God. But I get it. Former President George Bush. And I saw a side of George Bush that I had no idea about.
Paul, I'm sure I can speak for you too, in terms of people approaching me wherever I'm walking. That was an amazing kickoff to the show. What are you going to do to top it next year? But President Bush really did an outstanding job engaging the audience, telling his personal story, and really engaging the audience. And it felt like we were back at 9/11 again,
the
way that he discussed and talked about his whole decision-making process. So it was really very emotional.
He tugged at my heart.
Yeah.
Yeah, well said, Bill. And there's also just the element that it really was an honor for the aftermarket to have the president there. It speaks to the value, the importance of our industry that he was willing to do that and be there for us.
Kudos to you. Smart move. Smart move. I'd love to be inside that meeting you guys were having to try to figure that one out. You're right. I don't know how you're going to top that. But you know what I think it did? I think it set a tone. Because everybody in this conference floor and all the people that I met that I saw I haven't seen in a year. Did you see George Bush? Did you see? That was the buzz.
That is the conversation this week.
That was it. But... Yeah. Then you guys were up just before the president.
You were. Oh,
by the way, let me say something on the side. I may have to edit this out, but there's a new verb out there. Putin.
Oh, how great is that?
I know.
With the dog.
There's a new verb.
Right.
Hey, don't Putin me.
Right. I love that.
Anyway, he told this great story, but I'm not sure we can repeat that.
Okay. No, I'm not sure.
No,
I'm just very glad that we went before the president rather than after. That is an impossible act to follow.
Yeah, that's true, Paul.
Yeah. You guys would have been a non-factor then. So good.
Who are you guys?
But when you came on, guys... You came on, you made this huge announcement, and I was just in my glory to hear what you said.
We did.
You're going to have a dedicated space called Repair Shop Headquarters.
That's right.
Whoa. At Apex.
Mm-hmm. How cool is that?
Yeah.
So tell me, can you give me some idea of how this is going to shape up?
Okay, I'll start it off. So it's, we've always had things to try to be valuable to the shops and to the service professionals at Apex. But we're taking it to a whole new level. And one of the exciting things we've created this Repair Shop HQ right on the show floor. So one of the things we're going to have is we're going to have a full shop, operable shop, right on the show floor where people can get real hands-on training and enhance that training. And we're going to enhance the training both for some of the alternative vehicle technologies that's coming along.
Right.
Because we need to make sure that shop professionals are really ahead of the curve on this stuff. This technology is coming. We need to help them succeed in the future. And we're also going to have even more of the traditional undercar and underhood and all the great training we have.
Right.
And lots more. Bill, you want to talk some more about
it? Sure. Well, one of our main goals of the show is to expand its horizons. And we do a great job with the exhibitor side. We do a great job with the distribution community. And who are they trying to reach? They're trying to reach the shop, because the shop ultimately is the location that throws the box away. So how do we expand that? How do we expand the reach? How do we get more shop owners here to the show to see this incredible homecoming that we have every year in Las Vegas? And not only that, but to be part of the community and also part of the whole distribution chain. Mm-hmm. So that's the missing element. We're really trying our best to engage the shop owner, bring new things to the show. And we think that they're an important part. And we think this Repair Shop HQ is a good way to do it.
Yeah, that's well said, Bill, because, when it comes to the end, it's the shops that are this industry. We're just all here to support that.
Right.
And we need the shop owners, we need the countermen, we need the technicians here to drive us and to drive our actions. So a lot of this is aimed, you know, we reserve Thursday at Apex. It's focused on the shop, on the technicians, on the countermen.
Yep.
We need those folks there, and we all get better as a result.
Now it's going to be a three-day thing in their own segment or section, if you will, their own room here in the Sands Conference Center. You said something that just knocked me over. You said homecoming.
Yes.
And in fact, I think you said it in the keynote that you guys gave, right?
We did.
That means a lot. I mean, I don't know if somebody can gravitate to the power of those words.
Unless you've been here, it's hard to tell.
I've been in interviews that I can't break away from, and people I haven't seen in a year or two come by and do this, and I wish they would come back so that I can give them a hug because I haven't seen them. And then when you said homecoming, it's that's it.
Yeah, that is really the feel. I mean, this is how many places can you go where you have 170,000 aftermarket professionals together just celebrating our industry?
Right.
I mean, it's an incredible power, and I've had a number of our members talk about, you know, there's a lot of business done here. I learn a lot. It helps me prepare for the future. But the biggest thing is I get to come here and see my friends. Mm-hmm. I see everybody who loves this industry like I do. And it's just it's a tremendous feeling.
There's a great group of my podcast alumni here, at least 80 or 90, and 75% of them are shop owners. And they told me all the stuff that they bought.
Great.
Here.
Right. Wow.
Yeah, they came here with a shopping list to get
That's the deals
that were offered at Industry Week.
Yeah.
And they said, you know, we came here with our shopping list already pre-priced, and they came here, and we got the show special.
Well, they probably should have waited to this afternoon for the closing day special, I'm sure. but we are seeing a little bit more activity on the sales side on the floor, which is great in terms of companies offering some products and programs just for the shop, and then deliver it through their local warehouse distributor. So it's... there's a good balance, as Paul said, between the homecoming and the business part of it. It's all intermingled, but no other industry, Carm, really does something like this to bring competitors together. We truly enjoy each other. If the industry's doing well, then everyone's doing well. And that's our collective goal for the associations as well.
Yeah, there's enough business, we've heard this over and over again, for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And so when people come here, they don't look at each other as competitors. And if that's that feeling they get from here, then take it home.
Right.
Well said.
Take it home. Very true. Okay, so I got this fabulous tour of the emerging technology display that you have here.
Great.
I interviewed Joe Register two days ago. He may have been my first interview while I'm here. And I just sit back and listen to that man talk. Because, man, wow. You know, he's a...
and he can talk.
And he can. He's articulate. He's smart. Yeah. I love him to death. So
it's also kind of cool, all this new technology we're coming into.
Are you kidding me?
Industry.
He's like
it's
a
fun,
kid in a candy store.
Yeah, he loves it.
So he says, hey, come on, let me walk you through the emerging technologies booth. I fell over how well you displayed it, the impact that you had there for anybody that walked by that booth, stopped to read the graphics, to look at some of the videos.
To me it was potentially
was an eye-opener, but it was also of I better start paying attention to this stuff.
Well, if they're not paying attention to it, Carm, that's a problem. So, you know, what we're trying to do is not only introduce people here to the technology that's upcoming, but also provide solutions. And I think that that's the biggest thing, is we can talk about technology all we want and the effects on our industry. But unless we're developing solutions for people to access data for the embedded software issue, and unless we are coming up with solutions, talking about the issue is not going to help.
Right.
And, you know, that's what we think that our role is, by engaging the industry to develop technical solutions for us to be able to continue our legacy for generations to come.
Yeah, that's well said. I mean, what Bill's talking about with solutions and what you guys have been focusing on has been a great service. I'll just throw it out because, you know, we do a lot of panels with shop owners for our membership, our memberships, the manufacturers, to try to stay in touch.
Yep.
And one of the things we sometimes hear is that fear, that concern about these new technologies. What are these? Uncomfortable with it. And we saw the same thing here at Apex amongst the manufacturers, the distributors a few years ago of, wow, can we really repair these vehicles? Can we do this? Mm-hmm. And that has absolutely changed. when you talk with the manufacturers developing the technology, frankly, even when you talk with the automakers, the engineers, the folks who are developing how to service these things in a few years, they're very clear. We absolutely can repair these vehicles. We absolutely will need to repair and maintain these vehicles to keep them safe. And they need us to repair and maintain those vehicles. They can't do it otherwise. So it's gone from fear to opportunity. And so another great reason for, you know, shop owners, technicians to come to the show is to hear that, to learn that, and be comfortable, because Apex can bring it to them.
Yep. And that technology, specifically the, Carm, you saw the secure vehicle interface. So that particular technology is actually going to save the industry by allowing a cyber secure standardized means to access wirelessly transmitted vehicle data or telematics data. So that's it's a critical component of the technology, and you know, it's going to benefit the entire industry.
The Apex 19 is in the record books and brought the best and brightest together to create an experience like no other. Now, I was so impressed with the impact Apex has in presenting emerging technology. They are on the cutting edge of the connected car, and you'll find everything you need to know on what you'll need to do to stay ahead of the curve. Regarding emerging technology, Apex will feature again in 2020 the latest trends that will have an impact on the service professional and equipment. Wow, see, feel, and touch the latest tools and equipment that will bring efficiencies to your business. And in 2020, there's going to be a separate section dedicated to the service professional shop. It'll be called Repair Shop Headquarters, and it's the place to be if you earn your living in the aftermarket. And for training, Apex will present some of the best aftermarket technician and management trainers in 2020. So mark your calendar right now. Put the date on it. Apex 2020, November 3rd through the 5th in Las Vegas. Listen right here to learn all about the exciting events and when you can start registering.
You guys could have just said, hey, listen, there's all this tech going on, emerging tech, SVI. And you are deep in it with committees and an entire group looking at this, both sides of the aisle.
That's right.
Both associations.
And working together, too.
Yeah.
And what happened here is you put so much, I have to tell you, I can't even imagine what that display cost. Because I look at things and I say, wow, that was a hell of an investment to get that story out. If you could almost bottle that and take it out, And bring it around to the rest of the world?
Well, that's the plan. So it's not physically, Carm, but so when you have the material and you have the videos, so now we're in the process of capturing the spirit of that entire presentation on a video, so that when we do go to Europe to talk about new technical solutions, or we're on the Hill talking to a congressman about how we're going to access that data securely, we'll have that captured not physically, but either through materials or video for them to be able to understand how the technology works.
That's great, Bill. Looking forward to seeing that.
Yeah,
I love that.
Yeah,
perfect. So any record-breaking things, anything behind the scenes that, you know, Apex 2019, we're almost in the can. It's almost over with. And I know how hard you work, and you work on the show 18 months out. And at least, right?
Stop working on the show.
It's amazing. Right. It's amazing. And, working with the people that you guys have worked with has just been an honor with me. And they've been just so good. What should we know about putting Apex 2019 in the books?
You know, there is one thing that I do want to say, Carm, in terms of, you know, the show and the role of the associations in the show. Any dollar that is made by the associations on this show is rolled back into the industry. So that's how we were able to, you know, produce technical solutions. So it's a really nice relationship in terms of our members supporting our initiatives, attending Apex and other events such as the Vision Conference at AASA. But every dime that people spend either at Apex, you know, for their exhibit or whatever the case might be, that's rolled back into advocacy, and you see those dollars as a result in the technical booth. And so it's really a nice process in terms of the way it works.
Yeah, that's a great point, Bill. And that's unique in the global automotive aftermarket. There's lots of shows every country around the world. We're the only major show where every penny goes back into the industry and invest in making sure that this industry stays healthy for the future.
Yep, good point.
So it gives value.
Okay, your car, your data, your choice.
Thought you'd never ask.
I know. Well, I was saving the best for last. Here's the deal. let me just say to the service professional, anybody who's in this business who's listening, it just doesn't matter. You're all in on this. The millions who work in this industry, you're all in on this. And someone came up to me the other day and says, well, how would you approach this? And I told him, I think it's a pretty good idea, but I don't want to, I'll say it at the end if you ask me. If you want to interview me, I'll tell you how I think it needs to work.
There you go.
But how does it need to work? How do we start getting this out?
It needs to work in terms of basing the campaign and the educational initiative on research. And what we found when we did that consumer research and the industry research is that more than 3 out of 4 consumers had no idea that their vehicle was transmitting data. And in some cases, the consumers are okay with that because they kind of have conceded that with their phone and other, you know, types of devices that transmit data. But once the consumer finds out that the car maker is basically blocking their choice of car repair, then it becomes an issue for the consumer. So the campaign's based on research. The consumers really don't know what the effect of being blocked out of that data might be. And then it's our job collectively to educate them. So I'll let Paul talk a little bit more about the actual campaign. And
sure.
The other thing, just building on what Bill said, is when consumers learn about this, they care. What's amazing,
very true,
is that most people don't realize that their vehicle's sending off the data, as Bill said.
Yep.
They don't realize that they don't own that data. And they don't realize the implication that this could take away their choice of where and how they can get their vehicle repaired and maintained. When they find out about this, they care. This is not a hard sell.
Mm-hmm.
So for us as an industry, this is literally just making consumers aware.
Yeah.
And then consumers care. 9 of 10 believe that they should have choice on where the data goes and choice on where they get their vehicle repaired and maintained.
So it's about education.
It's multi-level education. So it's industry, and then ultimately through the consumer. But we as an industry have to be aware of this issue as well. And, you know, what we pointed out on stage the other day is that when we do get the access to the data, it changes our industry entirely in terms of better inventories, a better relationship with the end consumer, a better relationship with the shop, less warranty, less return. So it really makes our industry much more efficient, Carm.
It's beyond the repair.
It is beyond the repair. That's a good point.
And from the shop perspective, it also means customer satisfaction.
Yeah, it does. Okay, so you're right about the education on the multi-level. You've done great job here with all the stuff here, the emerging tech and the race car and all the support that you have from industry.
And now it's the new stage.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. To tell us. But we have to go for the 200,000 shop owners that aren't here.
Mm-hmm.
We've got to figure out how to get that word to them. And I know that you guys are doing a lot of things, but we need you to go to the website,
yourcaryourdata.org,
and sign the petition.
And even more, share the petition. Share it with your friends and family, share it with folks you know. Mm-hmm. When you're having a beer with your neighbors at the end of the day, talk to them about it, because they care, and let them know how to sign.
Mm-hmm. Back when I interviewed you about it, I immediately signed the petition and shared it. So it's a challenge to everyone in the industry. Do this.
Yes.
Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you.
No, it's well, perfectly said, Carm. The other stage that this campaign is at, that Bill and I announced here at Apex, is the new stage that we're talking about is activating the industry. Because we're a big, powerful industry. Mm-hmm. We have an incredibly important education message to get out. And so what we're asking and what we're challenging everybody in the industry to do, and that's from shop owners, that's us manufacturers, it's distributors, is to step up and take a role in getting this message out. So we've created materials that are available for folks, and we can tell you where those are. But imagine that we have a brochure about this on every shop counter so that consumers can see it. Because when they see it, they care and they want to take action. They want to protect their rights.
That's exactly what needs to be done. Mm-hmm. So let's not wait for another 2 minutes before we tell them where to get it.
Okay.
It's on yourcaryourdata.org, right?
That's correct.
That's where you can find the information.
Yep. And then we both have websites that include toolkits, Carm. So on our side, it's autocare/telematics.org. And you'll look for the toolkit. the telematics toolkit, and that toolkit contains all the elements that Paul had spoken about. So digital assets that either the shop owner or the WD or the jobber or the retail location can download in order to make the consumer aware of the issue and get them engaged.
So every counter at every shop, professional shop here in North America, around the world,
around
whatever,
the world.
But the U.S.
Sure.
basically, yeah, around the world, it needs to put up these posters and educate
yes.
the consumer about this entire risk that they have. You love me? You like to keep bringing your car here? Well, we may have a problem with that. Well, what do you mean? And that starts the story.
Exactly. And that's the conversations to have. So put it on your counter. But also, if there's somebody who's been coming to you for 15 years, trust you to get their service done, talk to them about it. Say, yeah. hey, you know, there's this issue that 3 or 4 years, next car you buy, 3 or 4 years down the road, you might not be able to bring your car to me.
Yeah.
I might not be able
right.
to repair your vehicle. And I assure you, they'll respond. They'll say, what do I need to do? So have those conversations. Bill mentioned one of the websites that also available at ours, aftermarketsuppliers.org/yourcaryourdata. It's the same toolkit either mm-hmm. place,
okay.
whichever's easy to remember, go
right.
there, put them in place.
So I was hanging with a bunch of shop owners. We were talking about this,
mm-hmm.
and one of them said, I'm going to download the logo, and I'm going to put it on my invoice.
That's exactly what
when
we
I
want
When I print
to do.
The invoice. So
yep.
when the invoice mm-hmm. comes out and we're doing the final at the counter,
yep.
we'll circle it and start the story.
Yes. And we don't necessarily want the shop owner to be very explicit with the consumer. All we want the shop owner to do is make the consumer aware of the issue, point them where to go, and to sign the petition and to let their congresspeople know about the issue.
That's well said. I mean, it is an education campaign.
Mm-hmm.
And so just make them aware. Go to the Your Car, Your Data
yep.
website and let them inform themselves. The other thing I think Bill and I have talked about is we underestimate how important our industry is and the impact that we have on consumers.
Right.
I think the president coming to speak to us reminded just how much we do matter.
Mm-hmm.
And to all those shop owners, we're big. We're important. We affect virtually every consumer. 85% of Americans get to work by driving their car. So we affect this country. And if we can just mobilize a small portion of that, of our industry, of the consumers that value and use our goods, we'll have 1 million signatures
right.
or more. There is no way that legislators and regulators will not be able to respect the voice of our industry and even more importantly of consumers.
Yep. Well, and to so $405 billion, we employ 4.7 million people. We're greater than 2% of the nation's GDP. So when you lay those statistics out to a legislator, you get their attention. And that whole industry is being threatened with this one particular issue.
Yeah, it is. So apathy don't apply.
Right.
And really, because right. because somebody's listening to this and says, nah, Carmen, Paul and Bill, they got this. No, please. That's only one signature and it's only one person.
Right.
Too many times we look at the challenges that exist in our own communities, in our own nation, in our own regions, and mm-hmm. we say, they got it. Well, no, please don't put up your hand and say they got it. We need you. We need you to print the materials, put up the posters. We need you to talk about it. And we actually need you to get your consumers to fill out the...
To learn about this.
Right.
Yeah.
The petition.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Yeah.
And so it's not just about us in the industry. It's about the consumer. Really, this is a consumer campaign.
It's about choice.
Yeah.
And very, very simply put, the issue threatens the consumer's choice to choose where they get their vehicle repaired.
Well, look, we always on the podcast talk about trending things. I can't think of a bigger trending thing
right.
than this.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you both for coming in here, and thanks for continuing to build this great homecoming
right.
that we have each and every year called Apex.
Mm-hmm. And for me personally, Carm, just coming here, it's like, for me, it's like Christmas morning on Tuesday morning. and a lot of people that I've worked with think I'm absolutely crazy. But you come down in the morning on Tuesday, you see all the work that's taken place on Friday, Saturday, Sunday to set up the show. And then Monday, it's a train wreck. And then you come down on Tuesday morning and all the presents are under the tree. The products are shiny. The people are looking good. And so it's really, it's a very special time of the year for me.
That's well said. You know, it's just amazing to be part of this incredible industry, all the way from the shops back to the manufacturers, and be part of this. And I think Apex is something that brings people together. I think this Your Car, Your Data campaign can also be something that brings people together. And, you know, we talk about it ourselves. You know, our logo color is red. Bill's is orange. But around this Your Car, Your Data, we've created this Team Blue, as we're calling it. Because blue is the color of Your Car, Your Data.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And Team Blue is really everybody in this industry. From the shops, distributors, WDs, back to us at the manufacturers. It's our whole industry. And it's just an incredible industry that we have. And we need to be Team Blue.
Right.
We need to get this message out and celebrate ourselves.
Well said. Paul McCarthy, President, AASA, and Bill Hanvey, CEO, AutoCare. Thanks for, I know your time's so valuable.
Fantastic.
So,
I look forward to this every year.
Thank you, man. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thanks for being on board to listen and learn from the premier automotive aftermarket podcast. Until next time.